888-914-9149. Let's go now to Twyla in Clear Lake, Minnesota. Hi, Twyla.
Hi, Patrick. I'm happy to talk to you. I have a question.
Likewise.
Are all saints, what is the relationship between saints and the Catholic Church? Do saints become declared saints through the Catholic Church only?
Okay, well, let's take one step back and posit that everybody who goes to heaven is a saint by definition because they are made perfect in righteousness. They see God face to face. They're maxed out in terms of holiness. And so they are truly saints. Now, there are some people who are declared saints by the church. That's what we call canonization. And that it doesn't change their status in heaven. It's not as though if you were in heaven as a saint and then the Catholic Church canonized you that you'd move up to a higher level. Now, it doesn't affect their glory at all. Rather, it's for us. So in the Catholic Church, when a saint is canonized, it's the church's way of saying, this person we know for sure is in heaven. There have been miracles that are inexplicable according to modern science. We've studied thoroughly the life of this person, and we know with certitude this person is in heaven and is worthy of our respect and veneration. And we can ask this person to pray for us because we have that certitude that he or she is in heaven. So the canonization of saints is for us. It helps us. It doesn't change anything for the saint in heaven. But by virtue of being in heaven, everybody who is there is a saint, whether or not they've been canonized. Does that make sense?
Yes, but I was wondering, Lutheran churches are named like Saint Andrew, and how is that if,
Yeah.
that's a
Okay.
Catholic thing?
Right. It's a Catholic thing. So there, the Eastern Orthodox churches, they do have a similar process where they will declare certain people to be saints. In the case of Lutherans or Episcopalians and other more high church Protestant groups, they're just using the term saint in a kind of a colloquial way. We all know about Saint John the Baptist. We know about Saint Augustine. We know about some of these early saints, Saint Francis of Assisi. And so they're using the term saint by way of recognizing that person as a saint, but they're not really editorializing on the Catholic Church or the process of canonization. It's just a custom. They're using it in a customary way as opposed to trying to make some theological point. You see what I mean?
That's a good answer. Yeah, I do. I see that. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
I always wondered that.
You are welcome. Yeah, well, thank you for asking. I'm sure other people who are listening right now may have had the same question, so we appreciate that very much. Thank you.